A little while ago, Sue Hush, a listener out near Ridgeway, posted on icchange.org that something stood out this summer, or rather, something was missing.
Normally we would hear, you know, especially early in the morning, the coyotes howling and kind of packing up and moving around the area, and I haven't heard them at all, not at all, this whole summer.
Coyotes aren't disappearing from the western slope. They've been spotted a few miles away from Sue, actually. But it's still unusual that there's none nearby her, especially with all the prey.
We've always seen a few rabbits, but this year not only are there a lot of rabbits, but even now there's babies.
What's so strange about this is that, generally speaking, the more prey there is, the more predators will reproduce.
Following that theory through, it seems to me that there would be more coyotes and not less. I'm wondering if it takes one season, like, will there be more coyotes next spring, or should it be happening now and it just isn't?
So where are the coyotes? And with so much food scampering around, shouldn't there be more, not less?
Hey, Sue, that's an interesting question about coyotes, and I wish I had a simple answer for you, but like most of ecology, it's somewhat complex and there are multiple things going on.
That's Stuart Breck. He works for the National Wildlife Research Center in Fort Collins. He mainly studies bears, wolves, and coyotes.
I think in general, you're right. More prey usually results in more predators.
He says two main factors could be why there aren't coyotes going on a feeding frenzy. One, the local population might have dropped off because of a disease or from hunting. Coyotes are also very territorial, so other groups might be slow to move into vacant hunting grounds.
Second thing is, and I think you alluded to it, that there's probably a time lag.
He says this year's warm spring and wet weather may have been just the right conditions for the rabbits to multiply like rabbits.
Rabbits are going to respond much more quickly to environmental cues than our coyotes. See that in a lot of different predator-prey cycles and interactions. So probably next year, you know, is when you'd see the increase in the coyote population.
That time lag doesn't mean coyotes are slouches. They are masters of adaptation, thriving in different ecosystems, even urban environments. As the climate changes and puts pressure on all species, Breck says that coyotes will probably do just fine.
They're very likely going to do well regardless of what our climate does. They're a very adaptable species, what we call a generalist species. So they'll find food in a variety of scenarios and a variety of environments.
That tenacity will keep the coyote around. The problem is that human changes favor generalists, so specialists, like the sage grouse, don't do as well. Compound that with the fact that invasive species tend to be generalists, who have no problem adapting to change, and it looks like unusual things might be happening in every ecosystem, not just Sue's backyard. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.